Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 151 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Mobile Elgort, and I am here with...
Julian Robichaud.
Yeah, tricked you there, buddy.
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, and remember the days when you used to add in those little middle names on the fly? You don't do that anymore.
I don't. I don't know why I stopped. It's just that's just something that for some reason I just don't do anymore, Bruce. I'm sorry. I bet you missed that.
That's okay. It's not about me. It's about the listeners. I think the listeners expected to hear you, you know, say those things. So I just wanted to bring it back for memory's sake. Today, we talked to Nigel Cheshire and Craig Schumann from Team Studio about what, Mr. Robichaud?
Well, we talked about mobile development in general and specifically their Unplugged product. So Team Studio has a product called Unplugged that allows you to use XPage technology to more easily mobilize your applications and actually do it in such a way so that the mobile device will be able to replicate data back and forth between the device and the server.
Right. Selectively, too.
Right. Right. So, I mean, there's the XPage component, which handles some of the UI and also the functionality, and then there's the client component, which handles, you know, kind of the data and maybe some of the presentation.
Right. So let's have a listen to Nigel and Craig talk about mobile app dev and Team Studio's Unplugged product. I'd like to introduce everyone to two people on the podcast today. The first is Nigel Cheshire, who's the president and CEO of Team Studio. Nigel, welcome aboard.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
And the second guest today is Craig Schumann, who is a senior developer at Team Studio. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Hi again.
Nigel, we're going to be talking about Team Studio and specifically your Unplugged product. But before we venture down that road to talk about, you know, what you guys have and, you know, all the good things about it, can you set the stage for, you know, app dev, mobile app dev in the enterprise at this point? What's your take?
Sure. Well, we've been in this working in this area since April 2010, so almost 2 years ago when we launched our first product in the mobile space. And it's amazing to me how much things have changed in the last 2 years, because back then, it doesn't sound like very long ago, April 2010, but back then we were pretty secure in our strategy, which was to pretty much focus exclusively on the BlackBerry platform, and we didn't really think too much about Android or iOS or anything else really. Based on this kind of stranglehold that RIM had on the enterprise mobile space back then. And it's just sort of amazing to me to think that, you know, now, well, in fact, it's kind of left us scrambling a little bit to get our support out for the iOS platform in particular. It's just sort of amazing to me how, you know, everybody talks about the consumerization of IT, which is being driven by Apple devices being brought into the enterprise and senior people in organizations being, you know, coming to the IT folks and saying, you know, I want to get my email on my snazzy new iPhone. And that's something that I think has really just turned everything on its head in the last, you know, 18 to 24 months, which is a, you know, really short period of time. So I'm sure that we're not the only people who are kind of scrambling to, to provide support for that these new platforms that are coming in. But I think that's by far and away the biggest change that we've seen in the recent past.
Well, and with your Unplugged product specifically, I guess maybe it's a good idea first of all to kind of introduce that product and. I guess tell everyone what Unplugged is. And also, is Unplugged fundamentally a different product now than it was 2 years ago when you were first developing it?
I wouldn't say it's fundamentally different. It's fundamentally the same product. Just to give you an idea of what it does, it's kind of a, the best way to think of it really is an X-Pages engine, or almost like a mini Domino server that runs on your mobile device. So the idea is that you can build X-Pages applications, you know, effectively web-based applications, which run locally on the device and have a local replicating data store. So there's really two pieces to it. There's the client piece, which implements the local data store and does the replication piece back to the Domino server at the back end. And then there's a sort of the server piece, you know, which takes care of the replication and updating the applications, just like just like supporting a regular Notes client on any other kind of device. So the only way in which I'd say the product's changed since the BlackBerry version is that, you know, BlackBerry devices are for the most part smaller form factors, lower resolution type devices. And so the original version that we built, we sort of created it in such a way that it made it sort of very easy for people to sort of drag and drop design elements onto their X pages, and we would just render them sort of natively on the BlackBerry device. As soon as you get into the Android or the iOS environments, then, you know, typically you're dealing with a higher resolution, bigger screen and touchscreen devices. And so we changed our approach a little bit to support, HTML-based web applications running on the device, so that you could actually choose to build richer applications or applications with a richer user interface, using all the swipe and zoom in and zoom out and all the fancy kind of stuff that you can do these days on these touchscreen devices.
There's a lot of options for mobile developers nowadays, right? You have the OpenNTF mobile controls, which allow you to, add, quick and dirty table views and editing of forms to mobilize your app. But I know Unplugged is a lot different than that. So, Craig, can you walk us through, the process of unplugging one of your Notes Domino apps?
Sure. So to unplug a Domino app is actually pretty straightforward. You create an X page and you lay out an X page just like you would any other mobile device. You know, keeping in mind that you're working on a smaller screen than you would normally do in a regular browser. Access all the data that you would need to access, whether it's in the same database or a different database. All the views are still there. All the documents are there. And then install the Unplugged client on your phone and replicate it down, just like you would if you were to, roll it out to a new Notes client. And what happens at that point is the Unplugged client finds the X page that you created, pulls down any data that you told it to pull down, and then displays it in the exact same way it would display on a web browser. So in essence, the only difference between developing an X page app for the web versus developing an X page app for Unplugged is the size of the screen you're looking at, and probably you got to think about how much data you want to actually make available to these devices. But other than that, it's not much different.
Right. And I had downloaded the iOS app from the App Store and connected up to the demo server for Unplugged. And one thing I noticed right away was that I was looking at a Notes app, right, a Domino app, right, through Unplugged that reminded me of something like Zeit or Flipboard or something like that. It just wasn't the plain vanilla, like I said before, table views type of stuff where, record and detail and stuff like that. And I think those are very compelling apps, especially in the enterprise, right? Because I think we talked about this before the show. iOS apps and Android apps, right? Users are really picky nowadays, and they're going to use something that they love, and they love to look at, and they love to use. If it's done poorly and the UI constructs are not modern and stuff like that, I think that you'll have less adaptation of your app. So again, the one that you supplied was very compelling, and it created what I believe like that total, I don't know, it was a great app to demonstrate for Unplugged. Just rolling back a little bit after my little rant there about that exceptional user experience, I had to throw that in there. But how does, let's say Julian and I work in the same company, and we need to have access to, you know, a particular application, but Julian needs to see data that I don't need to see. How does all that stuff work? How do you separate the data? Normally, in our laptops, we'd either replicate the entire database, right, or we'd apply, you know, reader-author fields and stuff like that. How does that work with Unplugged being a mobile app and an offline mobile app?
Right. It works exactly the same way, and we tried really hard to keep all of the same mechanisms and things you're used to with Domino in Unplugged. So reader and author fields, our server component, which is just basically the thing that controls the replication, respects all of Domino's security stuff that any other app would respect. So reader and author fields, the agent runs as the user who is requesting the replication. So if I'm replicating, I'm the effective user for running that replication, and I'm only going to have access to the documents that I'd normally have access to. So reader and author fields are all still in effect. In addition to that, on top of that is ACL, which sort of goes without saying. But also replication formulas. Unplug supports replication formulas, so you can fine-tune exactly what documents any particular user gets or any group of users gets through all of those means. So anything you're used to with Domino is going to be available to you with Unplugged.
You know, we're talking about offline apps here, and one thing we neglected to talk about before, and I believe Nigel may have touched upon this a little bit, and that is, you know, what are enterprises looking for when it comes to native apps, HTML5, you know, with local storage type of apps? You know, what are you seeing?
I mean, obviously, if you need to have a local data store, and you know, let's face it, not every application needs that. That has that requirement, and not every application necessarily has a data, you know, data size or data model that fits that type of application. So, you know, there are certain types of applications that lend themselves to having a local replicating data store, and others that don't. But there, you know, there are a few ways that you can skin that cat. You can build a native application, and there are plenty of platforms for doing that. There's a good example, actually, I think on OpenNTF, of an HTML5 app, which I think from memory, actually, you'll know better than I do, Bruce. I do remember looking at it. It's a
there are a couple of them, actually.
Yeah, which implement local replicating data stores just using HTML5.
Correct.
So that's certainly a way of doing it. You know, the only potential downside there is you got to sort of write all the replication code, you know, yourself. Or there are field mapping applications, and if you just need to get data out to users, then I think there are a couple of options for field mapping apps as well, which, you know, if that's if you don't need to have that rich user experience, you just have a need to get data out to users that are mobile, then, you know, that can be a good way to do it as well. I mean, we just chose really to take a different approach, and, you know, you touched on it a little bit when you're talking about the example app that we have on our demo server. is that, you know, for certain applications, and this is really a trend that we're seeing in the app development, the mobile app development industry, you know, there's increasing pressure or demand to sort of enhance the user experience on these mobile devices, because, you know, people are used to using applications that are pretty beautifully crafted. You know, they're used to playing Angry Birds or, you know, just having access to really nice looking applications. And so when they get into the corporate environment and want to get access to their corporate data, you know, there's a lot of demand, I think, in the user base for those applications to come up to the same kind of standards as the applications that people are using in their out of work lives. And so that was sort of a big part of the driving force behind the way we designed Unplugged, was to build an environment where people can build those applications, those with beautiful, slick user interfaces, but can also support the, you know, the replicating data store back-ended to a Domino server. And as you say, you know, we certainly get some interesting reactions from people when we show them that visual address book application, and then tell them that it's actually a Domino app, and it's all built using XPages.
Well, and so I guess on the point of XPages, then two things. One, has your experience been that the Domino developer community is kind of all bought into XPages, and that has or has not been an issue in terms of getting people trained up on XPages? And also, how much real XPage experience people have to have? Do they need to be these kind of expert level developers, or do they just need to be able to throw a page together and drag some controls on a page?
Well, there's two ways to answer the second question first. There's two ways of building an application with Unplugged. There is a sort of quick and dirty way where you can just drag some controls on, and that'll give you a very, you know, if you just want to put a few fields and buttons on a form, you know, you can do that very quickly. It won't look very beautiful, but it'll work. Or if you have the skills, and they're really web development skills rather than specifically XPages skills or notes related skills, if you have those skills, then you can build, you know, whatever type of mobile web application you can dream up, and you can, you know, put that on Unplugged and get access to all your notes and Domino data that way. To come back to the first question about the take up of XPages, I mean, I think that's a fascinating question. I think we're right on the cusp at the moment of just a lot of people getting up to speed with that technology. I mean, you know, I can just tell you from our own experience of you know, communicating with our customer base. I mean, you know, one of the things we do is we run, you know, we have an email, what do you call it, a monthly newsletter that we put out by email to our customers, opt-in basis, I hasten to add. But, you know, it's good because it sort of gives us an opportunity that we talk about in that thing. And, you know, one of the things that we did recently was we teamed up with TLCC to run a free XPages training webinar. And for that, that email that we sent out about the XPages training, we had a 10 times bigger response than we would normally have to something else that we're talking about. So you can interpret that to say, well, normally we don't talk about anything very interesting. Or you could interpret it to say, wow, there's a lot of interest in XPages out there right now.
Nigel, I tend to agree with you that based on, you know, the communities that I'm involved with and the people that I work with, there is, you know, there continues to be more of an uptake in people's interest in XPages. And I've had this same conversation with Howard Greenberg of TLCC, And, you know, they are seeing, you know, tons and tons of interest in their XPages development stuff, as well as Matt White and his XPages 101. You know, shameless plug there. But they're both seeing, you know, interest in the community from corporate developers for XPages and mobile app devs. So, Julian.
Well, so, Craig, I'll put you on the spot here real quick for a second. You know, you... In my mind, you've always been sort of the Notes API guy, and that you're kind of down at that C and C++ level of programming. Have you found yourself kind of transforming into more of an XPages guy, or is that something you can delegate off to other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since coming out of the basement in my C world, now that all the pipes are squared away... it's definitely a new world. I wasn't a web guy by any stretch of the imagination, starting out on this. So learning XPages along with all the other stuff that comes along with it has definitely been a interesting experience. I think that especially with XPages, there's a lot of really interesting things you can do with server-side help. Rather than just plain old client-side JavaScript. I think there's a lot of interesting things you can do on the server before the client ever gets the page that they're going to then run the rest of the way. So I think there's actually a lot of interesting things you can do. That being said, it's not something that you have to be interested to pursue it. So that, I think, remains to be seen whether or not the entire Notes community comes along, gets on the XPages bandwagon or not. It is a different world. It's a different way of thinking about app building and app design. You're not just creating forms and views anymore. I mean, for example, a categorized view on a mobile device isn't a very good way to present information with your typical twisties and whatnot. I think that's the knee-jerk reaction of almost every Notes developer is to create a categorized view. I think it works on the Notes client. When you start getting into mobile devices, your screen sizes are all over the map. It's hard to hit those little tiny targets on a mobile device. So you really have to rethink your app quite a bit. And that presents to some people a great opportunity to reimagine an app that they've been, you know, maybe they didn't like to begin with or whatever, but it also presents a lot of challenges for people who aren't prepared to start thinking about presentation of data.
I totally agree that, you know, developing for mobile is a totally new experience, and you just can't take the design patterns that you've, you know and loved in the Notes client and bring them to the mobile device. You can, but you probably get users who aren't very happy. Turning everything back to Unplugged, let's just review what platforms are supported from the mobile perspective. Nigel?
Well, we support BlackBerry. That's still on our 1.x release, which means that it's not a web development environment that you're working in. It's the we're mapping the XPages, the XPage controls onto a native application in the BlackBerry environment, and then we support Android phones and tablets. And as of Wednesday, we will have our iOS release will be going gold. As you noticed, it's already in the App Store. Hasn't quite gone gold yet. That was done on the basis that we thought it was going to take a lot longer to get the App Store approval than it actually did. So
we call that the shiny version.
Yeah.
Yes. So those three platforms are the ones that we're supporting for the time being.
Right. So with my web demo that I had of Unplugged last week, I learned that for every user, right, I'm just, again, we're talking about Unplugged and some of the features, and that is that the administrator or someone who has the rights to deploy, say, apps to Nigel's phone or Craig's phone. You do that in the unplugged database, right? And you would say that you know, Nigel and Craig can have access to databases A, B, F, and G, right? And that Julian and Bruce can have access to A, B, and C. And that's all done in the central database, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And at the same time, that's where you instantiate your replication formulas, your selective replication formulas for each user if needed.
Correct.
Okay. And the way that I saw the databases presented to me on my iOS device was that I launched the Unplugged app, and it sunk down. Is that a sank down?
Sank down.
All of the databases that I had access to, along with the data that I was allowed to see, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Sounds easy, right?
Piece of cake.
It is easy.
Yeah. In many respects, it is just like a mini notes client.
Right, and that's that. You must have taken the words right out of my mouth, but I mean, you did take the words right out of my mouth, and that's what made it really compelling, because I just went to my Unplugged icon, and right from there, I could see all those things that I used, you know, to conduct, you know, business, as opposed to having a spattering of, you know, chiclets across my you know, my whatever those things, the springboard. What's the thing in iOS called? The thing that apps live on. I think it's the spring.
That's what I call it.
Okay.
The thing that absolutely want. Yeah, I mean, we've had different feedback from different users about that metaphor. And in fact, on the 1.x version on the BlackBerry, we actually took pains to make that workspace look like the Notes workspace. And we got some, well, I guess we got some, you could say we got some negative feedback about that. So in the iOS and Android versions, it looks a little more, you know, web 2.0-ish, I guess. But it's still effectively just a workspace. I mean, some people would prefer to skip the workspace and just have the chiclets spread across their, what did you call it, thing that the apps live on. You know, that's a sort of open question for us at the moment. We kind of like it the way it works at the moment, because it does help you to sort of organize all your corporate apps under one roof, so to speak.
Well, if someone wants to get started with this or learn more about the product, how do they do that? Do you have some more webinars coming up? Do you have, you know, what kind of information is on the website? How do they contact you?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of information. We actually built a whole microsite dedicated to Unplugged, which is at unplugged.teamstudio.com, and there's plenty of information on there. Feel free to contact us. All of our contact information is on that website, you know, obviously we will be happy to talk to anybody about this.
Is there a Team Studio Twitter account that we should follow?
There is indeed, at Team Studio.
Okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
All right. Any other points you guys want to cover before we wrap up today's show?
No, I mean, I think the only thing I would just sort of reiterate is that, you know, the idea of having a notes client on your phone sounds very compelling. I think Craig hit upon this or touched upon this issue earlier on, that you really need to think carefully about building mobile applications, because, you know, one thing you can't do is just take an existing application and, you know, replicate it out onto a mobile device. And I think a lot of people, especially if I can say this with my CEO hat on, you know, some people higher up in these organizations have a tendency to think, oh, yeah, well, we'll just take those applications and web enable them, or we'll take those applications and mobile enable them. And it's really not as simple as that. So I would encourage anybody, whether you're talking to us or talking to anybody else or mobilizing your applications on your own, just to think through the issues. You know, you've got some significant constraints when you're building these applications on mobile devices, but equally, you know, you've got some real benefits and access to features that just weren't available when the application was first written, like the GPS, for example, or the camera. which you know, most of your Notes applications are not going to be built with those features in mind. So I guess I would just you know, my plea would be to anyone who's thinking about this stuff, you know, think very carefully about the application. It's a great opportunity to build a world-class application in terms of both user interface and user experience, as well as just the application flow and how it works.
Craig, you have anything to add to what Nigel said?
No, I'm kind of on the same page. And sort of the thing that drives me is about these mobile apps is not necessarily mobilizing the app, but really taking advantage of what this new platform brings to the table in terms of all these device, all the capabilities of the device. And I think you can get a lot more mileage out of mobilizing individual business processes that an app might perform rather than trying to mobilize an entire app. And I think internally, as developers are trying to get more and more traction for these projects, I think keeping the scope small on these projects does so much more for the I guess the chance of these projects taking off than to try to tackle the whole thing of mobilizing your CRM app. I think that's probably a bad place to start. I think the better place to start is to figure out what your mobile salespeople need most, mobilize that aspect of an app. And you know, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing kind of proposition when you're looking at these things. You can take just small portions of it. Just provide, you know, mobile phones have a phone built into them. So get a list of all your customers that you're going to go see that day. Have that replicate down so that you have easy access to them. You know, start thinking of your apps in that aspect of it instead of how am I going to mobilize this entire app. Let's just worry about the things that you might need on the phone.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot from, you know, companies out there that are wanting to do just that. While they do want to mobilize and add functionality to their existing base, they want to utilize the NSF and everything it can do and brings to the table, but also at the same time using, like Nigel said, the GPS, the camera, you know, and the ability, you know, to use iPads, you know, as tablets for form data entry and stuff like that, and ruggedized environments. It's totally creating new opportunities, I believe, for mobile apps, especially, again, coupled with the power of XPages and the underlying NSF technology. So, Julian, you have anything to add to the mobile discussion here? You're a big mobile guy.
No. I like mobile development, and I think that Craig makes a good point about almost an 80-20 rule with mobilizing or doing anything new like that with your applications, where you know, 80% of the work is done in 20% of the functionality of the application. And the trick is to find that 20% of functionality that really does need to be replicated or reproduced on your new platform and just focus on that. And I think that if you do that, then ultimately you will have a lot more success than trying to go whole hog. So I think that's a very good point.
Well, that's a wrap for episode 151 of Taking Notes. I'd like to thank, on behalf of Julian and myself, Nigel Cheshire and Craig Schumann from Team Studio. And we hope to have you guys back one day again to talk about more mobile app dev. So thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.